In presentations I make to groups about blind and vision-impaired people's use of the internet, I often say that the internet is the most exciting thing to happen to us since Braille in terms of its impact on blind people. It has the potential to offer us independent access to so much material we couldn't access independently before. For the first time, a blind internet user can be better informed than a sighted person who doesn't have access to the net. It's increasing dignity, independence, quality of life, and employability. So it's vital that any screen reader goes to great lengths to give reliable, effective access to the web. When the World Wide Web began, pages were quite basic in terms of their layout and content. Graphics, animation, and multimedia were minimal. As the web began to be full of all of these things, as well as tables and pages with many columns, there were real concerns that the promise that this technology showed for blind people was fading into a pipe dream. While text-based browsers like Lynx did a good job, they also denied us access to some of the exciting new frontiers of the web. Arctic WinVision's web pilot afforded blind users unparalleled access to the web in the Windows environment. Soon after, also using active accessibility technology, WindowEyes offered an even richer feature set with its MSAA, Microsoft Active Accessibility, mode. While JFW offered access to Internet Explorer 4 when other screen readers didn't, since Henter Joyce used alternative methods that bypassed the poor implementation of active accessibility in Internet Explorer 4, it wasn't until JFW 3.31 that JFW began to process information from the web in a similar way to the flexible, highly blind-friendly method that WindowEyes has been using for some time. So what is that method? Well, broadly speaking, the technology used to render web pages to blind users in JFW and WindowEyes is similar, and it represents a departure from the core business, the conventional method of screen reading in the true sense of the word. When JFW's virtual cursor, or WindowEyes' MSAA mode, is turned on, a blind person is not reading the screen as such. Instead, the HTML, the markup language in which web pages are written, is loaded into a special buffer with which the user then interacts. There are many advantages to this approach for blind people. Firstly, text on the page is appropriately decolumnized and makes a lot more sense for a blind person. Secondly, a blind person can use all the standard cursor commands, such as the up and down arrows, left and right arrows, page up and page down, in order to navigate their way through a document. Thirdly, all of the standard clipboard functions are available, so that you can cut, copy, and paste by using standard text selection keys that you'd be familiar with in Word Processor or Windows Explorer. And fourthly, it's possible to do easy text searching on a web page, since the entire page is loaded into this buffer. So it's possible to do a search, have the virtual cursor or MSAA cursor land on the result of your search, and instantly be able to explore the context of your search result. Any activating of hyperlinks must be passed to the Internet Explorer application, and the buffer refreshed with new HTML from the page you've selected. By the end of this demonstration, I doubt that we will have come to a definitive conclusion that can't be challenged about which screen reader is better on the web. However, the two do have different features, and some of those features may well be more important to you than others, and that personal preference may help you decide which is best for you. I'm currently running JAWS for Windows 3.7U, and what we'd like to do is start off by looking at the amount of configurability that there is for Internet Explorer-specific or HTML browsing-specific options. So to do that, first of all, I've just pressed Ctrl-Alt-I, which is the hotkey that I use to load Internet Explorer, and the browser is loading now, and it will take me to Google, which is at the moment my default start page. JFW will first of all tell me how many links are on the page.
Has 10 links. Google.
And it's reported that the page has 10 links. This is a feature of JFW that I actually like because it gives me an immediate impression of just how busy the page is. But we'll come back to some of those features a bit later. So how much configurability is there in terms of Internet Explorer options? Well, to find out what's in JFW, we need to open the Configuration Manager, which we can do in a number of ways. The quickest is to hold down the Insert key and press the number 6 on the number row.
Browsui.jcf JAWS Configuration Manager.
And it reports that it's Browsui.jcf. Browsui is the name of the file that Internet Explorer executes when it loads. So now we can go to Alt-S from Jaws' Configuration Manager to bring up the settings.
Set options.
And H for HTML options.
HTML options dialog. Skip past repeated text on new pages checkbox checked.
This is an excellent feature when it works that's offered by Jaws for Windows that WindowWise does not offer. What happens is that JFW tries to make a judgment as to common sets of links at the top of pages, and when the page loads, it can, if this checkbox is checked, automatically take you past those links and read the new content on the page. I find that this doesn't work more often than it works, but I will show you a site in which it works very well a little bit later. I'm going to tab through because we're in a dialogue.
Screen drag virtual cursor checkbox checked.
This is a good option if you're a sighted person or perhaps a trainer who wants to see what the virtual cursor is doing. It ensures that you can see on the screen what the blind person is hearing in the virtual cursor. There are ways in both products to refresh the screen in such a way that the cursor is taken with you so that a sighted person can see what's going on.
Say link type checkbox checked.
This is an option from JFW which allows you to hear the kind of link that you're on, for example, whether it's an image map link, etc.
Identify same page links checkbox checked.
There are some links which actually don't open another web page. They simply take you to another place in the web page. Jaws does have the ability to tell you that this is a same page link.
Indicate tables checkbox checked.
You can have table indication on or off.
Lines per page edit. 24.
This determines how many lines your screen reader will advance when you use the page up and page down key.
Maximum line length edit. 150.
Here you can set the number of characters that will normally constitute a line when the virtual cursor is active.
Text block length edit. 60.
This is a feature that will influence how the insert enter key functions, and that's the key that will try to take you past common links at the top of pages. Both screen readers have a feature like this, and we will look at it a little later.
Text link verbosity speed call tag or title radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Again, here we have quite a bit of flexibility in terms of what you want Jaws to speak when it has a choice of speaking different material and links. So, as you heard, the default option here
speak alt tag or title radio
is speak alt tag or title, but we also have
text link verbosity speak screen text radio button checked. Text link verbosity speak longest radio button checked. 3 of 3.
Now, you may well want to have the screen text spoken if it's important to you to know actually what's on the screen. Otherwise, one of the other two options may help. Longest is often an interesting one to pick because there's a theory that the longer the text, the more helpful it's going to be. So it's just a matter of perhaps playing with that, even on a site-by-site basis, particularly if you use one particular site regularly.
Graphic verbosity tag graphics radio button checked.
Here's where you can tell Jaws whether to speak tagged graphics, or none. This applies to the web page itself, not to links, which are covered separately.
Graphical link verbosity or graphical links radio button checked. 3 of 3.
I think they make a distinction here because really, There are many people who would not want to miss out on any links. However, if all you want to see is links that have text attached to them, you can turn that off.
Image map link verbosity or image map links radio button checked.
Similarly, three for image maps.
New frame indication, say frame name at beginning and end radio button checked. 2 of 3.
And here we have a series of radio buttons, 3 to be precise, that determine what will happen when you come across frames, which are a very common feature of web pages these
days. New frame indication, no indication, radio button checked. New frame indication, say new frame when entering radio button checked. 3 of 3.
So those are the options that we have there.
OK button.
And that is the set of options that are available to us in the HTML options of Jaws' Configuration Manager. As you can see, they are extremely comprehensive and there's a lot of configurability within them. Now we're going to switch to WindowWise.
WindowWise active IE.000 associated IE.000.
I do actually like the fact that WindowWise says that the IE file is active. It just makes it a little bit clearer to the novice user that you are dealing with the IE or Internet Explorer set file. To examine the configuration options that we have in WindowWise, specifically for MSAA functions, we need to go to the verbosity menu with Alt-V and S for MSAA.
M equals identify MSAA controls. Checkbox. Unchecked. Dialog.
This is actually something that doesn't really apply too much on the web. Increasingly, there are development kits being used that do incorporate MSAA or active accessibility in the controls themselves. For diagnostic purposes, sometimes it may be useful to know that, but generally it's not, and that's why it's unchecked by default. I'm tabbing through the dialog.
U equals auto load. Checkbox. Checked.
You can actually toggle auto loading on and off with the Insert A key from within the Internet Explorer application, but if you want to turn it off permanently, you can do so through here. Autoload simply means, and we'll cover this shortly, that when you're filling in a form, that when your form filling is complete and a web page is loaded again, MSAA mode will turn itself on and allow you to move through the document.
A equals announce progress. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Now, it is checked by default. I tend to have it unchecked, but we probably will check it just for this example.
Checked.
And that will tell us that the page is loading. When the page is finished loading, basically give us updates as to what WindowEyes is doing.
V equals identify visited links. Checkbox. Checked.
Some people really find it useful to hear when a link has been visited before. In other words, if you've been to a web page that the link points to. Other people find the term visited link coming up when you're tabbing or arrowing through really quite annoying, and so WindowEyes gives you the ability to tailor what you hear to your preference, and when you uncheck this checkbox, it still will tell you where there's a link there, it just won't indicate whether the link is visited or not.
L equals identify links during wrap to end. Checkbox. Checked.
Now, there are some situations where you may just want to hear the content, particularly if you're reading a newspaper article where they hyperlink to a lot of previous stories or other websites, and you find the constant verbalizing of the word link a distraction. You can turn the voicing of the word link off only during read to end, so that if you arrow through or tab through the document, you still are told when something is a link.
R equals read entire page when load complete. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Now, this is actually something that JAWS does by default, and there's no way to change this default behavior except to turn the virtual cursor off. So this is a feature that WindowEyes has that JAWS doesn't, and what happens is if you check this, the page will start reading from beginning to end. You can silence it at any time with the escape key in WindowEyes. If you uncheck it, then it will only read the first 24 lines of the page.
S equals smart table mode. Checkbox. Checked.
This is, again, a feature unique to WindowEyes. Smart Table Mode seeks to make some judgments as to the tables that are contextual, in other words, that don't really have any data that needs to be examined in a tabular way, as opposed to those tables where you really need to use WindowEyes' table navigation mode and keys to make sense of them.
Edit box. E equals next text minimum line length. 25.
Next text minimum line length is essentially asking the question, how many characters on a line does there need to be for the next text key to work? The next text key is the way of getting past the common links at the top of a page and onto the good stuff, the main body of the material. So I've got it set to 25 at the moment.
Edit box. X equals next text consecutive lines. 2.
And how many lines do there have to be of non-linked text? So I've got it set to 2 lines of 25 characters or more each.
Okay.
And those are the configuration options. So there are some similarities, but there are some broad differences. Because we have WindowEyes loaded now, I'm just going to Alt-Tab back into
Google
Internet Explorer, and I'm going to press Control-O and
combo.
Go to the ACB Radio website. So I'm just typing in www.acbradio.org, and I'm pressing Enter. The page is now loading, and we'll just show you briefly.
Loading page load done, ACB logo, thick black line, welcome to ACB.
All right, so it said loading page load done. Remember, if you find those a bit intrusive, as I do, you can turn them off. So WindowEyes can start giving you the material straight away without those messages. Now, both in JFW and WindowEyes, the concept is quite similar now. You can arrow through the document as if you were pretty much in a word processor. So you can up and down arrow.
ACB
I'm
logo.
Just using my down arrow key now.
Thick black line. Welcome to ACB Radio. It is 10:35 a.m. where you are now, which is 10:35 p.m. GMT.
Excellent. All right, so we're just arrowing through. I can press the tab key.
Vote for ACB Radio in the BlindCommunity.com top sites countdown. Visited link.
And you'll hear there that it tells me that it's a visited link. Yes, I do vote for ACB Radio there from time to time. And remember, I can turn that off in MSAA verbosity settings here in WindowEyes. One of the areas where WindowEyes really does stand out is the plethora of navigation keys to get to certain parts of a web page. For example, if I press the Alt down arrow key, it will move me to the next kind of element on the page. So at the moment, if I go to the top of the page,
ACP logo, top.
It's text here.
ACP, thick black line, ACP.
So if I press Alt down arrow, it should take me to the first link on the page.
Vote for ACP radio in the Blind Community .com top site countdown. Visit link.
There we go. Now that's quite a useful feature because it does mean that if you have a whole lot of links one after the other, you can press Alt down arrow to get to the first bit of text on the page. The good thing about this is that while both screen readers do have a feature to skip you past the common set of links on the page, you can specify with that feature that both screen readers have how much text there has to be before that feature kicks in. So with WindowEyes, you have the best of both worlds. You can set those values quite high, which is great for if you're reading in a newspaper situation where you want to get straight to the textual material of substance. But on a site where there may well be just little bits of text, you can still use your Alt down arrow, which takes you to, even if there's only one character of non-linked text, if you're on some links, you push Alt down arrow, it will take you to the first next material that is not a link. And you can have both features running at once. So it really gives you a lot of power over the way that you browse the web. Similarly, I'm sure that many of you will be familiar with a website where you feel like you're just going round and round in circles. A really good way to get you to a familiar point in a website is offered by WindowEyes with a key combination that will take you to visited links. Now this is a really nice feature because it allows you to go to somewhere that you've been before, and it's great if you, for example, have been reading a newspaper and perhaps you've lost your place for whatever reason and you want to quickly go to a visited link to get some sort of reference point or go to the next story. So just by pressing Control Alt Shift Down Arrow, and I'll press that now. Okay, that's taking me to a visited link, and if I press Control Alt Shift Down Arrow again,
listen to ACP Radio Mainstream for programming produced by the blind, for the blind. Visit link.
Now if I back tab here,
visit our download page for the player. Link.
You'll see that there are a couple of links there that it skipped because it's been a long time since I visited those pages on the ACB Radio site, so Internet Explorer no longer records them as visited. Now there is a way of using this in JAWS for Windows through the links list, and that is certainly one way, but to have hotkeys so that you can quickly do these on the web page itself, I think is a very nice touch. As well as the standard Internet Explorer keystrokes Control Tab and Control Shift Tab, which move you forward and backward through frames, and both screen readers support those in their buffer modes, WindowEyes does have hotkeys that will take you to the top and bottom of the currently selected frame, and that's also a nice navigation touch there. Similarly, Control Alt Home will, if you've been away from a page and you've come back to it, take you to the last place that you were. Now, in most cases, actually, WindowEyes does a really good job of remembering this anyway. But this is an added safeguard. You can push Control Alt Home.
No previous position.
That makes sense because we haven't been to this site in the current session before, so it says no previous position. So I just feel that in terms of navigation, there are a few more keys in WindowEyes that gives us a bit more power. Both screen readers have a list of links that you can bring up. In WindowEyes, it's the Insert Tab key. In JAWS for Windows, it's Insert F7. Since we have WindowEyes running, we'll just press Insert Tab.
F equals links. Dialog. Available links, frames, and tables. Graphic. S equals links. Vote for ACP Radio.
Okay, we're in a list view that contains links in the order in which they appear on the page. There is a bit of a difference in the way the screen readers handle this feature, and we will cover that. So I can just use my up and down arrow keys. They're reasonably responsive. If I press the tab key,
equals activate link button.
There's an activate link button. That's the default. And so if I press enter on any of these links from the list, it will actually activate that link. So if the link is taking me to another page, I'll be placed on that page.
F equals focus link button.
Focus link will take me to the link with the MSAA mode so that I can perhaps arrow around and get some context for the link.
Cancel button. W equals web page. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
There's a cancel button, and then we're on a couple of radio buttons. The one that it's on is the default of web page. If I press up arrow.
Top. P equals alphabetic. Radio.
So I can sort these links in alphabetical order or the
button.
Web page order.
Top. L equals links. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 3.
We have 3 options here. We can view links on this page.
R equals frames.
Frames.
Radio button. T equals table.
Or table. So it's all done within one dialogue, and you control what you're seeing with the selection of the material from these radio buttons.
S equals tables. Top. Graphic. No selected item.
The quickest way to do this is to press your insert tab. If it's not links that you want to see, you just press the back tab key once.
Top. L equals links.
And choose.
R equals frames.
Frames or
button. T
tables. Let's just tab now and see what we get.
S equals tables. Top. Graphic. No selected item. List box.
There are no tables on this page, and so it just says no selected item. So that's how one would take a look at the links, the frames, and the tables that are on this page using WindowEyes. I have JAWS running now, and I can press in that screen reader, Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
Very similar. So I press the tab key.
Move to link button.
We've got a move to link.
Activate link button.
And activate link. Activate link is the default button in this dialog. And although, as we mentioned earlier in the show in the panel discussion, WindowEyes automatically voices by default the shortcut keys for these sorts of buttons and dialog boxes, and JAWS doesn't, there are, rest assured, hotkeys to press. It's Alt-M for move to link and Alt-A for activate link, but of course because it's the default button you can just press enter. But that Alt-M shortcut is quite useful to get into the habit of using to quickly move to a link.
Cancel button. Sort links in tab order. Radio button checked. 1 of 2.
And again we've got tab order or
sort links alphabetically. Radio.
Alphabetically.
So, just lay a links. Radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Here we have that feature I was talking to you about before. Although you can't use a hotkey to quickly jump to visited links, you can get information about only visited links from this links list, which I don't think is quite as convenient.
Display visited links only. Radio button checked.
There we go.
2 of 3. Display unvisited links. Radio button checked. 3 of 3.
Now that is a very nice feature, actually, to be able to display only the links that you haven't yet visited. And that can be a real winner in terms of making navigating a complex page easier, because you can rule out the pages that you've been to before.
Links list view.
And now we're back to the links list, so I just press
read
escape to get out of that dialog. So Insert F7 deals with links. Insert F9 in JFW deals with frames.
No frames found.
Now there are no frames to be found on this page, but if there were, I would be able to get a list of them and move to them. And if the frames are named appropriately, that could be quite helpful and descriptive. There doesn't seem to be a way in JFW to get a list of tables on the screen, though. Now, there is a long-standing, ongoing frustration when it comes to JAWS for Windows and Internet Explorer. It's been well talked about on the JFW list and elsewhere. It's been present since Henter Joyce introduced the virtual cursor in version 3.31, and that is relating to the use of context menus in Internet Explorer for the links that you tab to. Context menus are a very good thing to get into the habit of using, because it's amazing what you can find tucked away on context menus in Windows. And unfortunately, JAWS for Windows in Internet Explorer doesn't make your life easy when you want context menus for the link that you're on. I'm going to give you an example of this. I'll press Insert F7 to bring up the list of links, and press DO.
Download a player.
So you can hit the first couple of letters, or as many letters as you need to, in either screen reader to get to the link of interest. So if you know the page well, this list of links in both screen readers really does allow you to zap around the web. So it said download a player. That's what I want. I'm going to press enter.
Download a player link. Page has 24 links. Graphic
tab
black.
All right, let's just tab through the page here. We're using JAWS.
Download Windows Media Player 7. Nope. Download Winamp 2.73 link.
All right, we've got download Winamp 2.73. Now, here's a scenario for you. Somebody has sent a message to a list that you're on, and they've said that they want to know where they can get Winamp from, and you thought that you'd be a good netizen and send them the URL. What you would be able to do in most cases is tab to the link, bring up the context menu, and then choose copy URL to clipboard, and then all you'd do is you'd paste the URL in from the clipboard into your email message. I have now tabbed to the download Winamp link. I'm going to press the context key, the application key, to bring up the context menu.
Back. Forward grade.
Now what we have here is not the context menu for the link. We have the context menu for the page.
Set as wallpaper grid. Copy background. Set as desktop item .. Select all. Paste grade. Create shortcut. Add to favorites .. View source. Encoding submit. Print. Refresh.
So
open frame in new window. Links list.
There's nothing
images list
pertaining
search using Copernic properties
to
back.
The link that we're dealing with. What I'm going to do is load WindowEyes and show you what happens there. So WindowEyes is running now, and I'm at the top of the page.
Download Windows Media Players. Download Winamp 2.73 link.
Here we go. Download Winamp 2.73. I can press the context key.
Context menu. Open. Open a new window. Save target as.
Okay, here we have the context menu, the correct context menu for the link.
Print target. Cut disabled. Copy disabled. Copy shortcut.
And copy shortcut. So all I need to do is press enter.
Menu closed.
And that URL is now copied to the clipboard. There are a lot of useful things on context menus. And especially one of the big deals about this is that when you go to a link for a media file, let's say it's an MP3 file, depending on how your computer is configured, it may be that pressing enter on that file will cause it to try and stream instead of download, and that while you can change that default behavior in the options of Windows Explorer, it may well be a lot easier for you to be able to choose save as from the context menu. Now, there is a way around this in JFW, and there are a number of ways you can do it. You can use the JAWS cursor to get the real cursor, not the virtual one, to the right link. You can also bring up the list of links, find the one that you're interested in, and then choose move to link from there, and that actually gives the genuine Windows focus to that link, and you can bring up the context menu. Another thing that will be of interest to many listeners is the speed of these screen readers. Is there any difference in terms of the speed with which they can give us access to the web page? I'm using, I guess, what would be considered these days a fairly average machine for this demonstration, actually. It's a Pentium 3 450, and it has 128 megs of RAM on it. And what I've done is I've turned the progress messages off for WindowEyes so that we don't get slowed down by the loading page load done. And I'm going to load a copy of the main menu web page that I have stored locally on my hard drive. That way we're not getting involved in any sort of delay caused by the internet, which may make it an unfair comparison for whatever reason. So I have WindowEyes loaded at the moment, and I'm going to do Control-O to open a web page. Because what we're really interested in here is whether the screen readers take any longer to process the HTML information since it's loading it into its special buffer. I'm going to type /acbweb/main-menu.html, and at the second that I press enter, I'm going to start a stopwatch running and time it until we actually hear speech from WindowEyes.
ACB radio software. ACB low for thick black line. ACB.
That took about 3.2 seconds, give or take a bit. And that's got quite a large number of links, well over 100 links. JAWS will tell us exactly how many links it has when we load it with that. We now have JAWS running, so we'll do a Control-O.
Open
time. And we'll type /acbweb/main-menu.html, and we will now whack the Enter key.
Page has 170 links. Graphic ACB logo.
And it took about 2.1 seconds. So that would indicate that JFW has a bit of a speed advantage over WindowEyes. Now we have a bit of a stiffer test, and this is one I think that a lot of the developers in the blindness industry like to use. Many people have heard of Jamal Majoui's wonderful resource, the Empowerment Zone, at www.empowermentzone.com, with something like 1,700 links on the one page. And what I have done is saved a copy of the Empowerment Zone page to my hard drive so that we're not getting into the variables of the internet connection. And I'm going to try and load that with both screen readers and time how long it takes, because that's a big page to process. So I'm going to press Control O with JFW running and type C:\temp\jamal.html and press enter and see how long it takes till we get speech.
Page has 17-18 links.
Right, so that took around about 4.1 seconds to load that page of well over 1,700 links. So WindowEyes is loaded now, and I'm going to do the same thing. We'll just press enter and load Jamal's web page.
Empowerment Zone helping individual. Empowerment Zone.
All right, now that first Empowerment Zone comment was because the page had already been loaded. So what we were doing there was reloading from its buffer, and the actual reload took 6 seconds. So in both tests, there is a speed difference there, and in both tests, JFW wins by quite a bit there. So it does seem that JFW's web page loading routine is faster, and that would suggest that you are going to get a slightly more responsive internet by using JFW. So what sort of help do you get when you're online? WindowEyes has a context-sensitive help feature that they have developed, which uses the Control-Shift-F1 key. I'm now going to press that, and we'll see what information we get when we're on a web page.
Read only. Edit box. There are several keystrokes you can use in order to read the currently loaded web page. WindowEyes automatically decolonizes the entire web page and gives you easy access to it.
So what you're getting there is a kind of a guide as to what keys you can press within a web page. So we'll just cancel out of that. And if I press tab...
Search the site will scan through all text files, do not zip archives or this front page link.
I'm tabbing through now to the different links, and if I push Control-Shift-F1...
Read only. Edit box. There are several keystrokes you can use in order to read...
So I'm still getting the same material. I'll just close the help down that they bring up. I'm still getting that same material. I'm not getting contextual information that this is a link and this is what I can do. If I go into the search link...
Search the site will scan through all text files. Do not zip archives.
So I'll press enter to... get to the search page.
The search for text file.
Now, this is a feature that both screen readers have, and it works pretty well. In WindowEyes, I can press Control-Alt-Down-Arrow, which will get me to the form field on the page. And in JAWS, there are a couple of keys. Control-Insert-Home will get you to the first form field on the page, no matter where you press it, which is actually quite nice. And now they have Control-Insert-Tab, and Control-Shift-Insert-Tab, which will move you between form fields on the page. So in this instance, JFW offers a little bit more flexibility. Also, Control-Insert-End will get you to the last form field on a page in JFW from anywhere. You can achieve the same thing in WindowEyes, but it takes more key presses. You have to do Control-End to get to the bottom of the page, and then Control-Alt-Up-Arrow to get to the last form field on the page. So just a few more navigation advantages for JAWS there over WindowEyes. So as you can see, they have very different strengths and weaknesses, and it probably come out about even at the end of the process. So I'll press Control-Alt-Down-Arrow.
Edit box.
And WindowEyes nicely places me right in the edit box. And I'm going to press enter, because one of the disadvantages in both screen readers of working in this mode, where they have the HTML loaded in a special buffer, is that you have to turn that buffer off in order to talk directly to Internet Explorer. One does that in both screen readers by pressing enter. In WindowEyes, they call that turning MSAA mode off, and in JFW, they talk about turning forms mode on, but it's pretty much the same thing.
MSAA mode off. Search terms. Edit box.
All right, so WindowEyes did a nice job of speaking the field label there. And what I want to find out, though, is now that I'm in an edit box, whether I get context-sensitive help about the edit box.
Read only. Edit box. There are several keystrokes you can use in order to read the currently loaded web page.
Right, so you're not really getting any information there that's context-sensitive. It's obviously generic to Internet Explorer. Let's turn MSAA mode back on.
MSAA mode on.
And I'm going to press my Alt-Left-Arrow key to get back to the main Empowerment Zone page, which no doubt will take...
This page is divided into the following...
A wee while, there we go.
Description.
Now, if I press Ctrl-Shift-S, this does give us some information about the page.
Line 9 of 2082, no frames.
There we go, it tells us there are no frames. It doesn't tell us, though, how many links are on this page. I don't know why, but I find that information quite nice to have. Let's load JFW now. There are three help features, really, within JFW. First of all, you've got your Insert H.
JAWS help topic for Internet Explorer, Insert plus F1 twice quickly. Use the following hotkeys when browsing a page. List of links, Insert plus F7. List of frames, Insert plus F9. List of toolbar buttons, Insert plus F8. Move forward past links to text, Insert plus
F. So that's quite similar, in some ways, to the Control-Shift F1 that we found in WindowEyes. You can also press Insert F1 quickly twice, and that will get you into a full Internet Explorer help topic, which is nicely hyperlinked and offers quite a lot of, I think, well-written information about Internet Explorer and the way that JAWS interacts with it. Also, we have this context-sensitive key, which is Insert F1.
The current page contains 17-18 links. Address is file//c/temp/gmail.html.
So that's really good. It tells you how many links are on the page and what the file name is. And if you had frames and tables, it would tell you that as well. Now I'm going to tab to a link.
Description of Empowerment Zone link.
And now press Insert F1.
This is a link.
Here we go. So it tells us that it's a link. And I expected it to say a bit more than that, but perhaps it's because of the verbosity that I have it set to. Let's go to the search option.
Search the site will scan through all text.
And press enter.
Search the site will scan through all text files. Do not zip archive or just run
search. Now I can press Control Insert Home to take me to the first form field with JFW.
Search terms edit.
And you'll note that when I press Insert F1.
This is an edit field. Activating forms mode will allow you to edit the contents of this control.
So I just find this a lot more friendly, and really that's quite an important thing for new users who, if they can get into the habit of using Insert F1, are likely to get a lot more useful information. So that's the context-sensitive help feature, or lack of it, in both products. JFW has a definite edge in that area. One of the areas where JFW is still struggling, and I think they're getting a lot better than they were, even with the 3.7U release, there are improvements over 3.7, is remembering where you are on a page. I'm, as I say, having fewer problems now, but there are still some where WindowEyes has an edge. To demonstrate this, I'm going to go to www.tv3news.co.nz. This is a site that I use quite regularly.
Page has zero links. Redirection to the new TV3 site in progress. Please wait... Page has 15 links.
Right.
Link traffic for
some... So, this is not the friendliest of pages because I'm just tabbing through
Master
here.
Pop-up window /personality/...
And you'll hear there's a whole lot of horrible Java-based links here without alt tags.
HTTP JavaScript more link.
But here we have a link that says more, and I can backtab to the previous link and now get some context.
Race complaint. Updated 06:13 p.m. Friday 6 April. Blank, the new race relations conciliator, Gregory Fratuin, is being asked to investigate claims of racism by pictures on the Nelson waterfront.
All right. And now here's a link that says more.
More link.
I'm going to press enter.
More link. New browser window.
Now, this is a feature that I do like about JAWS for Windows, and that is that when you press enter on a link that opens a new browser window, you're clearly told that it's doing that.
Race complaint updated 06:13 p.m. Friday.
And now we have the story.
The new race relations conciliator.
Incidentally, just to reinforce what Brian is saying in his word review about the read to end feature, it certainly is snappier in Internet Explorer as well. If I tap the shift key,
he's complaining about less wells, the next three news cons, but well, the water, but
very, very, very snappy. But again, of course, tapping the left shift key, and I've got Internet Explorer reading by sentence. You can only get back to the beginning of the current sentence. You can't skip back through the units like you can with WindowEyes, which currently only supports moving back and forward by lines. But certainly there is a big improvement in responsiveness in JFW over Windowize. However, now we're on this separate new browser window with the story in it from TV3. I'm going to press Alt+F4 to close it now.
TV3 National News Microsoft Internet Explorer. More link.
Now we're back in the original window.
Index.cfm.
And you'll see that I'm actually at the top of the page.
Index.
Jaws has forgotten where I am, and because there's no hotkey to get you to the previous position that you were at on the web page, you've really just got to navigate your way by whatever means, be it the link assist or tabbing or searching to the link that you were before. Let's do the same thing with WindowEyes. WindowEyes is now loaded.
Top.
I'll go to the top of the page and just tab
news
through.
News, W, pop-up link, more visited link.
More, and it says visited link because we've been there. I'll press enter. You'll notice
Microsoft
that
Explorer.
Also that WindowEyes is a lot less verbose.
Race complained up at 6:13 p.m.
in this area. Now, WindowEyes did not tell me that a page had opened in a new browser window, a feature that I personally am appreciative of, because often, if you're not told that, you wonder why the back button in your browser doesn't work, and it's because you're in a new browser window. However, you'll notice that Jaws did rabbit on at some considerable length by speaking the URL of that page as it was loading it into that new browser window. So you can easily eliminate that by tapping the control key, but it is a difference. I think WindowEyes is a little more disciplined about what it speaks when you press enter on a link. However, we're in this new browser window. We have the same story on the screen that we had with JFW, and I'm now going to press Alt+F4.
TV3 National News Microsoft Internet Explorer. Taranaki schedule up at 6.
And you can actually hear that we're in the right place because it's giving the news story.
More link.
I've just pressed the tab key and it said more, which is the more link for the next story. And I have found this, as I say, decreasingly it's an issue with JFW, but WindowEyes does a very nice job, as a rule, of keeping track of where you are when you go back to a previous web page, whether that web page be in another window, or perhaps if you've used the back button on your browser. Now, in contrast to that, I did mention earlier the fact that Jaws has a configuration option that allows you to try and skip past links that are the same at the top of every web page. To show you how that works and what a difference that makes, let's go to another news site. I'm still running WindowEyes at present, and I'm going to www.scoop.co.nz.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And it's just loading the Scoop web page now. And we're going to Parliament Newswire, and as you can see, I've been there before because WindowEyes confirmed that it's a visited link.
About Scoop link.
Now, what I'm going to do in this instance is use that alt down arrow key I told you about.
6th April 2001.
There we go. That's taken me to the first amount of non-linked text.
Conservation Minister lets money rot link.
And here's a story that says Conservation Minister lets money rot, obviously produced by one of the opposition political parties here in this country. I'm going to press enter on it, and WindowEyes is loading that story now.
Home visited link, news visited link, features link, my scoop visited link, about
and it's starting to read from the top of the page.
468x60 default point place link, scoops link, parliament visited link, politics link, monitor link, world link, business link, site check link.
And it's run out of steam there because I only have it set to read the first 24 lines of the screen. But what it's doing is reading the material at the top. Of course, I can easily at any time stop that and press my alt down arrow or my insert alt down arrow.
Conservation Minister lets money rot.
There we go. Insert alt down arrow took me straight to the story.
Friday, 6,
and I can use my read to end to read it. Let's contrast that with what JFW does in the situation. I now have Jaws loaded, and I'm going to push the back button on my browser. And here we go. Jaws has remembered very nicely where I was.
Conservation Minister lets money rot link.
That's the link. Notice that Jaws doesn't say visited link as I'm tabbing to it. If I use my arrow keys,
visited link.
It does. So that's an interesting one. Now I'm going to press enter on this link, and it's loading.
Page has 49 links. Conservation Minister lets money rot. Friday, 6 April 2001, 5:25 p.m. Press release. Act new.
There we go.
Conservation Minister lets money
now
rot. Right.
And that's where that configuration option that we looked at does work very well. It's without any intervention from me, bypassed all of those links at the top and given me the information that I want to hear. Really good feature. And I must say, it doesn't work that often for me, but when it does work, like on a site like that, it can be a real time saver. Another area where there's a lot of competition at the moment is the area of tables, and I'd like to show you a couple of tables now. I do believe that WindowEyes has an edge in table support in two respects. Firstly, it offers a lot more flexibility in terms of what automatically gets spoken. There are a number of options, and we'll show you those. So that means that it seems to work with a greater number of tables. I want to first show you a table that both screen readers work well with, and another one where only WindowEyes gives us sensible information. The other area where WindowEyes is really doing well in the field of tables is the nested table support that WindowEyes offers. In other words, if you've got a table within a table, WindowEyes is able to recognize that. In the case of both screen readers, though, it's important to emphasize that because we're dealing directly with the HTML, then the tables actually have to be properly written HTML tables. WindowEyes and JFW, using Internet Explorer, are not able to navigate tables that may look visually like a table but are not actually HTML tables. And that's because, as I say, they're importing the HTML directly into the screen reader, not reading the screen. You can use a set of standard table navigation keys that JAWS has designed that are now working in all applications that support tables, and this is very good. I am wondering how WindowEyes is going to cope with tables in other applications such as Word, which they are promising, because the table keys that they're using in MSAA mode actually double up over keys that are there for speech rates and volume and pitch, etc., which seems an odd design decision to me. I mean, you do turn a table mode on, of course, but I just wonder why the keys are doubling up. Anyway, let's go to one table that works well with both screen readers, and we'll find that at www.mtv.com. We'll just press enter to load that. So the MTV page is
page has 160 links.
A big one with 160 links. We'll do an insert F7 and type CHAR.
Charts.
And there's charts, so charts, we'll press link. Enter.
New browser window.
And a new browser window is opening. Nice to know that. And it's an ad. We can tell that by the URL. So we're going to press Alt F4 to close it down right now. Don't want any of those ads. And there's no easy way really to get to the table using JFW. So we'll just see if we can find it.
No. Table with five.
There we go. I pressed Insert Enter a couple of times and we're there, and it tells us
table with five columns and 26 rows.
Let's just go through this table in ordinary virtual cursor mode, which would be the same as going through it in WindowEyes' MSAA mode.
Blank, last week.
I'm just arrowing through it using the down arrow key, going a line at a time.
This week, title, artist, label, blank.
So we've got last week, this week, title, artist, label. Now, if you can remember the order of those fields, you know, you might be able to manage without a table mode, but it requires a bit of memory and detracts from the processing of the information.
Dash.
So that's the first dash, I guess, means that it wasn't even there last week.
1. Until the end of time. Link. 2. Pack. Mika. Blank.
Right, so that's the idea, and then we're going to go on to the next item.
1. 2. Hotshot. Link. Mika. Link.
Check. So as you can see, it's already starting to get a bit difficult to process this information, so I'm going to use JAWS' table reading commands. There's no need to use any special table mode in JFW. It's just a case of holding down the control and alt keys and using your arrow keys.
Row 4, column 1. Last week. Dash.
So there we go.
This week. 1.
And now I'm pressing control alt and the 6 on the number pad to move me through a cell at a time, and it's repeating the title for me.
Title. Until the end of time. Artist. Link to pack. Label. Mika.
And Mika. That's the end of the row, so we'll just go back.
1. Row 5. Row 5, column 1. Last week. 1. This week. 2. Title. Hotshot. Artist. Link Shanky.
So that really makes the table very intelligible.
Label. Mika. Mika.
So let's load WindowEyes and have a look at this same table. I'm at the top of the page, and I can press Control-Alt-Tab, which in WindowEyes will jump me straight to the table.
Table 1 starts 22 rows, 5 columns.
Bang. Now I have to turn a special table mode on, and to do that, I can hold down the control key and press plus.
Table 1 on R1C1.
Now, when I say that I have to turn a special table mode on, I'm not necessarily saying that that's a bad thing. In fact, one of the bonuses of being in a dedicated table mode is that you can freely use your arrow keys to explore the contents of a cell without any fear of getting out of the cell. So I think it does actually give you greater and safer ability to explore the table cells by having this dedicated table mode.
Last week.
All right, now I can navigate through the cells of the table.
R1C2, this week.
Now, of course, we're in the first row of the table, so it's just giving us the headings.
R1C1.
I'll just go down here.
R2C1. R3C1. 1. R3C2. 2.
Now, by default, it's giving me the coordinates, but not any header or title information. This is where WindowEyes really has a very nice touch, because you can rotate through the information that you want, depending on the way that the table is laid out. If I press Ctrl-Shift-H, I can cycle through the different options.
Column title. Row title. Column or row. Column and row. No title.
Which is the default.
Column title.
So now we're in this one. Now, if I read this table, you're here.
Type artist. Shaggy link. Label. Mika. Last column.
Okay.
Label.
And it tells me that it's the last column.
First column. Last week. 1. 3. This week. 3. Title. Everyday. Artist. Dave Matthews Band link. Label. RCA. Last column. Label.
So,
RCA.
They do about equally as well on this table, except that you can toggle information that's being spoken or not spoken by rotating through the Ctrl-Shift-H. But basically, the functionality on this table is the same. Now, let's go to another table that I like to look at. And we'll go to my favorites and go to the stuff. What a funny name for a website. Believe it or not, it's one of New Zealand's premier news sites. And it's called stuff.co.nz. And this has the weather for Whanganui, where I live. And it's quite nice to check out the weather. So I've just loaded that, and I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-Tab.
Table 1, star 17, rows 2, columns.
I'm not sure if this is the table I want.
Inland X 0,
no,
1, 0, home visit.
So I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-Tab again.
Table 2, star 3, rows 4, columns. Saturday. Sunday.
Okay, this is the table I want. So I'm going to just down arrow through this table.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 19. 20, 19, 20, min 9, min 9, min 12, min 11, table 2.
Okay, so I mean it's
today's forecast.
It's usable, but I'm just going to
9, 20,
go back to the
19,
top of this
Tuesday,
table,
Monday, Saturday,
table and turn table mode on with Control Plus.
Table 2 on R1C1.
And I'm going to
row title, column title.
Turn column title on for this particular table, and now move through the table.
C2, Sunday. C3. Monday.
Okay, so this is the first
column.
Row. Let's go down.
19.
Here we go.
Sunday, Saturday, 19.
So, Saturday, the high is going to be 19 degrees.
Sunday, 20. Monday, 19. Tuesday, 20.
Here we go. Nice and simple.
First
and we'll
column.
Go down another row.
Min 9.
And we have.
Saturday, min 9.
Saturday, the minimum is 9 degrees.
Sunday, min 9. Monday, min 12. Tuesday, min 11.
And there we go. So that shows me the temperatures for the coming days and the minimum temperatures as well. Now I have JAWS loaded on the same page, and I'm just going to have to, I think the easiest way to find the table in this case is to actually do a search for the word min space.
Stuff weather one.
Here we
two,
go.
Min 9.
And it's taking me to the table.
9, blank, Tuesday.
And I'll just have a look at navigating
blank,
through
19.
This table now. You don't have to turn any special table mode on, so I just push Control Alt.
Row 4, column 1. Saturday. 19.
Now, I'm now trying to move through this table
19.
By using my Control Alt right
19.
Arrow to get to the next cell, and it's just 19. Repeating that same cell over and over again.
19.
Now, I've pressed the control of an arrow.
19.
I'm just stuck.
19.
JAWS does not work with this particular table. And I have found that if an HTML table is properly written, it seems to be able to be used with WindowEyes pretty much every time. And that on some tables, JAWS works superbly. On other tables, it bombs out. I definitely am getting more consistent, helpful results with Windowizer's table mode, which is new in the 4.1 beta, than I am with Jaws's table mode. So I would have to give Windowize the thumbs up for table support there. I was going to do a section on completing forms in the two screen readers, and I think that with the version 4.0 of Windowize, I would have had to say that there are some forms that I find JFW is giving me more reliable information on than Windowize is. With the 4.1 public beta, though, I have tested a number of forms that used to be troublesome, and Windowize is speaking them perfectly. I found that it was very difficult, really, to find a form where JFW and Windowize were behaving differently, and this was once a major issue. If a web page is badly designed, then there's nothing that any screen reader is going to do about that, and in fact, both screen readers have done a commendable job in employing technology that tries to make some intelligent guesses about what form label corresponds to what form field, because, you know, that really can be a difficult decision to make. I have found that these days they're pretty much equivalent to one another. There is not much difference in the completion of forms. It's an area, though, that both screen readers need to work on, in the sense that it does cause confusion because of the whole interface issues between their MSAA modes and the form filling mode. I think the first screen reader that makes a breakthrough so that you never have to go out of your MSAA mode or virtual cursor mode will get a lot of support from trainers who want to work with novice computer users, because the whole concept of pressing enter to turn off MSAA mode or turn on forms mode is not a concept that comes easily to many new computer users. It's not intuitive, it doesn't seem to make sense. And I imagine, I have no idea about this as a fact, but I would imagine that both screen reader manufacturers might be looking carefully at whether they can be the first to actually get rid of that barrier that requires you to turn off the special HTML mode. So in summary, it's clear that both screen reader manufacturers that we're looking at today, HenderJoyce and GW Micro, have invested considerable time and effort into making sure that their web browsing is full of features and stable. There are some areas where each one excels over the other, but I think that when you put it all together, that the advantages cancel one another out, to the point that you can say that depending on your particular use of the web, you may find one screen reader a little better to work with than another, but overall they are very similar and both will serve your needs on the internet very well indeed.